Yeah. Then an earthquake expansion! Yes. Every day when I throw my hands skyward and scream, these hands have been touched by God. I knew I'd be in for a new challenge. I knew I'd be in for a new thrill. And I remember one day I was sitting in my office. It was a unusually excruciating day. I had one patient after another. The phone rang, and it was a man that was helping me with his elderly uncle. And he was doing at-home care. And he said, Doc, you got to come over. My uncle thinks he's very sick. And he needs... I don't think we can make it to the hospital. I said, let me tell you something about your uncle, sir. Your uncle is a hypochondriac. You know what that means? That means he reads about a disease, he thinks he's got it. That means if something, he gets a little indigestion, he thinks he's having a heart attack. He's got a headache, he thinks he's got a brain tumor. Your uncle is a hypochondriac. He said, but he thinks he's very... I said, I don't care what he thinks. It is not necessary for me to come to the house, all right? He said, okay, Doc, if you say so. I banged the phone down angrily. I thought, people wasting my time. Well, several days later, I got to thinking about it, and I figured maybe I ought to just CYA, cover my tuckish, and make that follow-up call. So I called the guy up. I said, it's Dr. Grease Minnelli. How's your uncle doing? The guy said, not so good. Now he thinks he's dead.
Oh, no!
Food prices are lower.